strychnine. That looks like fun. Can I have some of that?
Welcome to They Mostly Podcast at Night, episode 175, No Escape Room.
Podcast to survive.
That's lame.
You're lame. Shut up.
Shut up. You're lame.
Hate you.
Hate you more.
So mean to me. Well, it was solved to survive. So he's either going to be solved to podcast or podcast
to
survive.
That doesn't even work.
What, solve to survive?
Yeah.
That's what the tagline of the fucking movie is.
I know, but it doesn't even work for the movie.
Well, yeah.
That's lame.
It would if it was a good movie.
Yeah.
If they did solve the puzzles, they should have been able to survive.
Well, that's what the tagline would seem to imply.
Well, they did survive.
No, they didn't.
Don't spoil it for them until we get to the spoilers part.
I mean, they didn't die or anything, but...
Well, maybe, then they survived then. That's surviving.
Maybe they kind of did.
Like, you can survive without dying.
I don't think they did live, but that's just me. We'll talk about it. So, hi, Carnage.
Hi, Chaos. How's it going?
Fine and dandy, like sour candy.
Oh my, fuck you, dude. I swear to God, I'm going to quit this podcast.
It's my
you
favorite
You say that any more time
phrase.
To me, I swear to God.
Every time, it's coming.
You know what's funny? On my work computer, I think of you all the time because it says... Giddy up, sparkle farts. We have chaos to create. And it's got chaos to create. It's got a little black kitty on top of a stuffed unicorn.
Nice.
So I always see the chaos to create.
So you
we have
always
chaos to create. So
think of me. I like it.
Yeah, it's not the sparkly farts that makes me think of you. It's the
Well, I appreciate chaos. That, actually.
I think I'm the sparkly farts.
I think you are. When I think of sparkle farts, I think of Carnage, for sure.
Everyone does. It's okay. I understand.
Yeah. You're just a sparkle fart kind of person.
True. True. Are you so excited about this week's pick? Because it was a Carnage pick.
This was a Carnage pick, and therefore, as we know, that always makes me excited about it.
It's a pre-revenge pick.
Oh, is it?
It's payback for something. That's
no,
coming up.
Pre-revenge would mean it's payback for something that hasn't yet occurred.
That's what it says. It's revenge for something that's coming up.
Oh.
I don't know what you're picking next, but this is revenge for it.
Oh, well, in that case.
So choose wisely.
In that case, I better make it good. In that case, I better pick something I know you'll hate. So
I hate Saw a lot.
No, you don't.
I hate
I'm
Hostel.
Also smarter than you think I am, apparently, because... I already know what you hate and don't hate. So we are They Mostly Podcast at Night.
Mostly.
We are two best friends of 20 years who bicker and banter our way through a different horror movie each week. We take turns picking the flicks, and sometimes they are pre-venge, like Carnage just said, because we hate each other. Hashtag friendship goals. Our friendship lives in the hashtag Marianas Trench of Hate.
Where there's no sun.
There's no sun to burn Carnage's skin off.
Yes, thank you.
And there's an octagon. There is an octagon where we MMA fight sometimes. Mm-hmm. And there's also several roller discos and cafe discos and cat cafes. Mm-hmm. And whatever else makes us happy.
Yarn barn.
A yarn barn. That's right. Where prices are double only to me. But they're triple to everyone else, so it's okay.
It's okay. Hey, you know what? It takes a lot to transport yarn all the way from America down to the Marianas Trench of Hate. I'm just saying, it's a long fucking trip. You got to pay import tax. You got to pay export tax. You got to pay all sorts of stuff.
The logistics sound like a nightmare.
They really are.
I will say.
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. Come on. Can't get this stuff for cheap, you know? Just saying.
So I understand. And also warnings for spoilers ahead and expletives ahead. Mm. Fucking A.
Fucking A. And this week, because Carnage fucked up, we watched No Escape Room, which was a TV movie, I think, on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Yeah.
It was done in 2018. It was unrated. It was an hour and 25 minutes long, and it got a 5.1 on the IMDb scale. But what about those tomato meters?
Well, I'm glad that you asked, because I'm always glad that you ask, but it turns out there is no tomato meter for this movie.
At all?
None whatsoever. Hmm. There's only one critic review, so there's no critic consensus, and there is no tomato meter.
Nice.
Yeah. The audience score, however, there is one. There's only 100 plus ratings. Not very many people have seen this movie, apparently. It's only sitting at a 30%, however.
Shocking.
Not shocking at all, yeah.
You ready to do some cast?
Yeah. Let's talk about the cast.
I love this cast. Okay, so I will tell you. Let's talk about this cast a little bit, because you know what's great about this cast?
What?
They are like, it's like the Hallmark reunion.
Oh.
Cast. You'll understand as soon as I tell you what some of these movies people have been in.
Okay.
So.
Well, let's get into it then. Karen was played by Jenny Ross.
She was in The Novice, but she was also in Christmas Jars and Christmas in Maple Creek.
Oh, man. Those are Hallmark movies, I take it.
I don't know. They sound like it. Anything Christmassy is Hallmark, probably your Lifetime or some shit like that.
Yeah, something like that. Michael was played by Mark Ganame.
He was in Candy Cane Christmas, Twinkle All the Way, and Always and Forever Christmas.
OMG. Tyler was played by Hamza Hack.
He was in My Salinger and Run This Town.
Melanie was played by Catherine Davis.
She was in A Christmas Carousel, A Christmas Exchange, and Christmas with a Prince.
What the fuck, man? Andrew was played by Dennis Andres.
He was in The Dwelling and Lady Psycho Killer, which is not a biography on my life.
Is it a Christmas movie, though?
Yes, surprisingly, it is. Does have a holiday theme to it.
And Josie was played by Brianna Barnes.
Who is in Killer Prom and Homemade Christmas.
Also two Christmas movies.
Yes! The Christmas is just abound. Like, those who can't act, act in Hallmark films.
Act in Christmas movies?
It's scary, but it's true.
OMG.
Do you want a short little summary?
I would love one of Carnage's famous 5-second summaries.
Okay. Carnage is not smart and thought this was escape room and things went awry. That's really what happened. I thought, I was like, oh, escape room. I want to watch this. It's going to be so great. Like, I love the idea of escape rooms. I want to be in one. Maybe not, like, with some deathly consequences like this, but I want to try one. And I'd seen the adverts for escape room, and I was like, I'm not bright. I get it confused easily. No escape room, it's the same movie. So I saw this, and it's actually streaming on Netflix if you really want to go see it. I say go see it.
No.
Chaos won't say go see it, but I will see
Chaos
it.
Chaos says,
just see it once.
Do not see it. It is not worth it. This is a sci-fi original movie, and that should tell you all you need to know about its watchability.
Anyway, I thought this was Escape Room, but I was wrong. So we're going to still have to do Escape Room down the road.
Oh, my God.
You know what? If you're very lucky and you're very good, maybe it'll come around Christmas time.
Oh, boy.
I can't get over the Hallmark cast.
Oh my gosh.
This is our second time doing this episode, because the first time I think the sound.
Sound was real crappy.
Yeah, it was our first time being back together. It's been a long time.
Well, no. See, what the problem was we had a new mixing board. And it was the same exact mixing board as the old mixing board. But what we didn't know is the old mixing board had never worked right.
Oh.
And so I had everything set up the same way as I did on the old mixing board, and things went awry.
Oh, that's what happened.
Yeah.
Old mixing board just sucked.
Yeah.
Well, so we're re-recording this, and I don't know where that went. Oh, that was what my thought was, though. When I did the Hallmark cast the first time, because it was like 2 months ago we did this episode.
Yeah.
It's been a while. But then I was revisiting it as we were re-watching it, and redoing our notes because I did throw my notes away thinking, oh, well, we're done. I'm pshaw, throw them away because I'm a Luddite that does everything on paper and pen instead of, you know, tablet, like chaos.
Yes.
And I was redoing the cast. So I was like, oh, that's right. This is the Hallmark movie cast. I love it so much. I just want to be about Christmas time. Too bad this didn't take place at Christmas.
No, I'm glad it didn't.
So this was a mistake. I'm sorry.
And we're still going to have to do escape room, whatever the hell that is.
It's pretty similar, I bet.
Probably.
Considering we're all around an escape room. And beyond that, I'm going to make you go to an escape room with me. So, sucks to
well,
be
that's
my
fine.
Friends.
I've always wanted to try an escape room. That's not the issue.
That's what
it's
we should
the
do.
Crappy movies that are the issue.
Excuse you? Crappy movies, you say?
Okay, I
this
do
one is
say.
Crappy.
This one is shit.
Yeah, I love the reviews, reading some of them. Not satisfied. Don't waste your time. Acting, oy. Not the best, but also not the worst. That's me. This movie makes no sense.
Yes, that's me.
Did you write that one?
That was written by me, for
Did
sure.
Did you write that review?
Yes. This movie makes no sense. That was my entire review, in fact.
We should probably get into the real summary, right?
I guess so.
Do we have to? No, I'm just kidding.
I guess so.
Is it online anywhere? I don't even think the summary is even online. Is it on Wikipedia?
I don't know.
I know you usually use it as a guideline. Well, I'm going to go off of memory because my memory rocks.
I'm just going off my notes here.
Okay. So we come to a father-daughter scenario, and it's a broken home. So he's
we're going way too slow.
What do you mean we're going way too slow? Shut up. I'm like, I just got into the movie. Shut the fuck up.
Exactly. You need to move it on. Come on. Let's move it on quickly.
So much right now. We have to have some content. Come on now. I can't just force it and say the end.
The end. We're done.
Oh, you suck. Okay. Father,
let's
daughter.
Talk about it.
Shut up. I'll make it quick and painful. Okay. So father, daughter, Karen and Michael. It's obviously a broken home type situation because he was going to take her horseback riding. No father has ever done that unless they're part of a broken home. I'm just saying that right now. Or soon to be broken home.
It's for her birthday.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Still, my dad never did anything like that for me. Did your dad ever do anything like that for you?
Well, no, but my dad was an asshole.
So was mine. Anyway, so because the horses are closed on Sunday, they're just closed.
The horses. I don't know why, but that sounds so funny.
He's driving and trying to think of other things, but she's a teenager, you know? She's really into her technology, her phone, and not paying much attention. And, something happens where the car breaks down. Okay, Karen almost dies then because she stands in the middle of the fucking road on her cell phone when a semi comes at her. I think she dies then.
That's what I'm saying. I think that she dies then because otherwise it makes no sense.
Could that be end of movie then?
Yes, the
I'm just
end.
Well, we don't know. We're not sure if she died. We're led to believe she doesn't die. Chaos thinks she died. But I hope she does die there because the rest of the movie, I'm so sorry. They go to this little dingy diner town. And
the diner town. That's the whole focus of the town is the diner. The dingy diner.
Diner town?
They're like, yeah, but have you seen our shitty diner?
And Mel's diner's there with Flo. Kiss my grits, Mel. Anyway, that's old school. They're going to the paper trying to find something to do for her birthday. And they find this escape room. And the waitress says, oh, yeah, it's a great escape room. Okay, waitress is so unnecessary, but that's okay.
The waitress is the harbinger.
She is the harbinger.
We need a harbinger award. We don't have one. I don't know why not.
Because we're lazy?
But I'm not naming it after this movie because this movie is shit.
No, we need a better harbinger than that.
Like, Cabin in the Woods had a good harbinger.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, this lady's the harbinger.
So, Karen finally, you know, teenfully, I'm going to make that a verb, adverb, teenfully agrees to go do this. She goes to the bathroom to make herself up. She hears something weird in the stalls, but before she can investigate, the waitress pops out of another stall, scares her, and her father comes, collects her. Okay, moving on. They get to this house. Gorgeous. Victorian, was it a Victorian era house?
I don't remember.
It is a house.
I don't think it was Victorian. I don't really remember.
Stratford, like the German French structure where it's like timber and stucco.
Yeah.
Not Victorian. Yeah. Timber and stucco. It's a nice house, whatever. Josie's there, and she guides them. She's their tour guide, basically. And she takes them to the living room where there's already a couple, which is Melanie and her boyfriend, Tyler. And then there's Andrew by himself. So there we go. We've got the whole cast together. Now, Andrew, we never really find out why the fuck he's there. He's by himself. He says his psychologist told
him to do it? His therapist told him to do it. I don't know. It seems to me there's a lot of, like, crappy storytelling in movies where a character has no reason to do something. He'll be like, well, my therapist told me to do it. When it's like, why the fuck would your therapist tell you to go to an escape room? That makes no fucking sense.
They're not going to say that. You know, come on. Oh, we need to learn cooperation with others. No, go back to daycare if you need to learn that, okay? I'm just saying. Go share your blocks with somebody else. You're not going to go to an escape room to learn cooperation with others, you know?
Really?
By the way, now would be an excellent time to talk about the horrible casting.
Horrible.
Horrible casting.
Well, they weren't in a Christmas movie. I think that was their fault.
Oh, that's it.
If this had been a Christmas movie, I'm sure the cast would have just shown.
Well, we don't care about Melanie and Tyler so much. They're doing their own thing. Don't give a shit about them. They're obviously a couple in their late 20s, early 30s, would you say?
Yeah, something like that.
That doesn't matter. Don't care about Josie. She's dead soon anyway. So you got Andrew, who's clearly in his mid-30s, I would say.
Yeah, sure.
Supposed to be maybe late 20s at the most.
Yeah.
Karen, who's supposed to be like 16, 17.
Mm-hmm.
And her father, who's clearly like younger than Andrew. He's like 28.
I know.
I'm sure he's supposed to be like late 30s, the same age as Andrew, but he's not. He's like 28. And,
well, why should he be late 30s? That means he still had her when he was like 15 or 16.
But that's
doable,
though.
Technically, but yeah.
It's a lot more doable than he had her when he was 10. I mean, come on. I mean,
he's supposed to be, it's physically possible, but I mean, shouldn't he be at least in his mid-40s, early 50s?
I would say at the least, probably, if she's 30, if she's 16, I'd say 36. Give him 20. Yeah, 20. So I'll give him 36. He's like 28, though. He's so young.
Yeah, he does. He looks younger than Andrew. It's weird.
And Andrew's hitting on her, and she's hitting on him. And it's just,
they have like this weird chemistry, and it's icky.
It's so icky. It makes me squirm in my seat. It's so icky. Which it would be fine if, like, I don't have a problem with age gaps for relationships, but the fact that her father's there is what makes it icky.
No, what makes it icky, I'm sorry, I don't have a problem with an age gap like that if they were older. When she's 16, is a fucking child.
That's a problem, too.
That is a problem.
I don't know how old she's supposed to be there, though. I'm assuming 16. Am I wrong, maybe?
No, 18? I don't think you're assuming anything incorrectly. There's no way that girl is 18.
So that's icky first, that he's hitting on somebody who's
and even if she was 18, there's still a huge power dynamic. She's still a child. It's still disgusting.
It's still ick. It's very ick in many ways. It's got a lot of ick factor. Like, they poor casting choices. Like, why? Why? It makes me hurl.
It's gross.
It is. Anyway, so Josie is, like, super, like, into this. And she's another issue. Like, I think she's from an old group, would you say, maybe? Or she's, like, slave to the doctor. Like, she tells the story of, this is the doctor's house, and he used to perform
inventor.
Thank you. The inventor's house, and he used to perform experiments and inventions and stuff. And I
horrific experiments.
I feel like she was like, I don't know. Like, she's part of it. She's obviously part of it. She's not just a tour guide. She was either held over from another group that was there before that was taken captive, or something.
She just works there.
She doesn't just work there. It's not an escape room. It's not a real escape room.
Well, so she could be working for the inventor.
All right. She works for the inventor. But
she could be one of his old victims.
That's what I was thinking.
Probably, if she's stuck in it too, which she is.
Yeah, she is. She's stuck in it.
So she's probably just one of his old victims. Doesn't mean she was necessarily an escape room participant previously, but maybe she was. I don't know. Who knows? I mean, there's so much conjecture in this movie because there's so much they just don't bother to tell you.
Right. You just don't know. You have no idea. But she's their tour guide for all intents and purposes.
By the way, we'll never see the inventor. We'll never hear the inventor.
Hey, we heard his footsteps.
We'll never understand anything about the inventor. Just saying.
Was the inventor Andrew, maybe? Is that why he was there? Just kidding. I'm kidding. Kidding. Don't look at me at that confused look.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Andrew, the icky guy. I was joking.
Oh,
it was a joke.
Okay.
It was not a good joke, but it was a joke. It just didn't land.
Got it.
Anyway, so Josie gives them this parchment and quills to sign their contract. She gives them tea with dry ice. It's this whole event. Like, they show them a movie.
Which doesn't even make sense because dry ice would really hurt your mouth. But anyway.
Oh, shit. And they drink, like, some of them actually drink it, too. So, I'm just saying. They show them this movie about the inventor, blah, blah, blah. And off they go. And they headed to the first room, which has got these masks in it. And they're trying to figure shit out. And Tyler is just not into this at all. He's doing it because Mel's really into it. He's trying to be a supportive boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And they get through the first room, although when they get to the next one, Tyler kind of has a little freak out.
Well, yeah, he gets a phone call.
Well, Mel gets
that. Well, the phone rings. Mel answers it, but it's for Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
And it's her.
Telling him to get out.
Which makes no sense, but I mean, it will make sense, but it doesn't make much sense at the time.
No, it doesn't make sense in the end, and we'll discuss that further, but.
Well, yeah. I mean, even though you get an explanation, which is what I meant, it still doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But so he, like, safe words out and disappears, and they think he leaves.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't really. We learn that Andrew's shrink sent him here as a therapeutic exercise. And then I don't know what happens in between now and the girl in the closet, because that's my next note.
Josie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're trying to find the way out, and they end up finding a key, but it goes to the closet. And inside it is Josie, and she's clearly been
she's
shot
been, like,
or
stabbed.
Stabbed, thank you. She's, and Melanie thinks it's part of the thing. She's like, oh, no, this is part of it. She's just a great actor. No, Josie's dying.
Yeah, she's dying.
Josie's clearly dying.
And they say, she says she's been killed by the inventor, and he's now loose in the house.
Wasn't he loose the whole time, though? I don't understand this. Like,
well, they, originally Josie said that he was gone. And he used to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like he's come back and he attacked her and now he's loose in the house.
Interesting. Not really.
Not really.
There's some subtle plot points, not so subtle, with the clock. And they finally make their way out of that room. But somehow little Karen gets separated from the group. And she ends her ass up.
She thinks she sees Josie alive. And Josie beckons her to follow her down to the cellar. So she follows Josie down to the cellar.
Right, because they push her out of the transom window. Because they can't get out of this room. Like, they can't figure it out. So since she's little, they push her out the transom window. And then they're still trying to get out. Because she just follows Josie. Even though we just saw
her. She just leaves them. And you just saw Josie die. But she goes anyway. Okay.
And finally, the door opens on its own.
Yeah.
When it's time. When the basement door closes Karen into the basement, their door opens.
Right.
It's like the whole house is built on gears, basically.
Right.
Which, that part's kind of cool. I like
No,
that.
That's dumb.
Shut up. So, it's she doesn't done. Go down any stairs. I know it's been done, but she doesn't go down any stairs, but she's somehow in the basement. She's in a morgue. And there's these body drawers, which I love body drawers. I would like those for my personal house. Nobody's necessary, but, you know. And a sink, and she's looking for clues because she still thinks this is all part of the game, because everyone thinks this is all part of the fucking game still. But then she hears loud noises coming. And she hides in one of the
body drawers.
Meanwhile, Melanie, Andrew, and Michael have made their way to the attic. Even again, they haven't climbed any stairs. No one climbs any stairs, but they get to other floors. It's like a clue house where it takes you, you know, just transforms you in there. And they get the numbers off of a fan, how they got the right order, I don't know, to get out of there. But there's this loop of Melanie's loop is showing her leaving but coming right back into the room, leaving but coming right back into the room. It's on this, like,
it's on a projector.
And so they're trying to get her to go, but then the door closes before they can get her out. And then she's on this loop, like, for a while until she finds Tyler's hanging body.
Yes. Turns out he didn't escape. Turns out either somebody hung him or he hung himself.
Right. Here's the problem I have with this, though. Well, one of many. But it's after she sees his body, that's when she makes the phone call that he gets later telling him to get out. Okay, you told him to get out. He got out, and look what happened.
Right. You already know what's going to happen to him. Why did you do that?
Stay with you.
Right.
Stay with you.
Tell him to do something different.
I just, that makes no sense. It
makes no sense.
But luckily she eventually dies, and I'm happy about that. Because
luckily she dies.
She climbs up this ladder, and the rungs break, if I remember correctly, and she impales herself on one of those little, I love those things, they're like nails on a block to put like memo notes on.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets impaled on that. And her loop is then over.
Yes.
Just like Tyler's loop is over. Somehow Michael and Andrew get separated. We don't know how Andrew got to the fucking basement, but all of a sudden he's in the morgue with Karen.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense. Because the loud banging's coming closer and closer, and then all of a sudden, it's Andrew.
Oh, you missed the part where the dad finds the footprints, and the wall falls away, and he's outside?
I thought that was at the same time, so I was going to go to that next.
That happens first, but...
Does it happen first?
Yeah.
So, well, that's when Andrew and Michael get separated. So Andrew ends up in the basement, and then tell him about that a little bit.
He finds footprints that lead to this wall, and the wall falls away, and he's suddenly outside. A woman that I originally thought was Josie, because you're not given any explanation as to who this woman is, rises up out of the water and approaches him and puts her arms around him and starts kissing his neck. Then chains wrap around him, and then the next thing he knows, he's back in the house. That was pointless.
And the picture's still there.
And then there's a picture of the girl in, for some reason that scared me.
In the lake. What, the cat?
Yes.
Or the lake.
The movement of the cat out of the corner of my eye, I was like, what's that? Oh. There's a picture on the wall of the woman and the lake that he was just at. And that scene is pointless.
The whole thing's pointless, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, meanwhile, Andrew and Karen are in the basement, and they're trying to find a way out.
They're looking for the master key.
The master key, which they think is in the toilet, and they start digging through the fucking disgusting-ass toilet.
Yeah. But it turns out that the master key is in Josie, in her stab wound.
Mm-hmm. Yummy.
Yeah.
Well, so they get to a vent and they try to climb through but they're going to go through this vent instead to get the fuck out of there. I have no idea how, but Michael gets in the attic again. He comes up into the fucking attic again.
Yeah.
And
not sure either.
As Karen and Andrew are going through this venting system, you don't see it, but you hear Andrew scream and he's gone. He like gets pulled by some invisible force and he's gone.
Invisible.
Unbreakable. She's there alive. Damn it. It's a miracle. No, invisible force. And he's just gone. You don't see it at all. The budget ran out at that point. They blew it all in the lake. And the chain in the lake, apparently.
They apparently did.
But somehow through this vent, again, even though there's no elevation happening, Karen and Michael meet up in the attic. She climbs out of the vent and he's there. And they see Tyler's swinging body and Melanie dead on the floor, and they somehow, I don't know how, because they're not this smart, figure out that they've got to go backwards.
Right. They come up with the idea that they've got to go backwards, retrace their steps throughout the house, throughout the game, and then they should be able to get out.
So while they're doing that, they get out of the attic. They end up in that very first room, and that's when you see Tyler, and they can't Tyler can't hear them. He can't see them. He can't hear them. But he's like running around, freaking out. Like, can't get out of this room. It's Tyler from before. It's his loop. Mm-hmm. It's all about loops, and this is their loops. Like, Tyler's loop is from the time he leaves the room to the time he kills himself, and Melanie's loop is not being able to get out of that attic. We don't know what Andrew's loop is, because that was just left fucking open.
Right.
Who knows? But they're going backwards, and they finally find Josie. And they get the master key out of her stomach.
Yeah.
And think they got out of the house.
They do get out of the house. And they end up back in the restaurant.
In the bathroom.
In the bathroom.
Yes. Right. And they see Karen, other Karen, outside the doors.
Mm-hmm. And they wait for her to do her thing and leave. And then they leave and they get to their car. And there's a note on the windshield that just says, like, I don't remember what
exactly.
It was
minor, no charge.
It was minor, no charge. Basically, you're all set. So they're like, all right, sweet. So they jump in the car and he goes to put his key in the ignition. But instead of the ignition keyhole, there is another lock.
Like a skeleton key.
Like a skeleton that would be for a skeleton key. But they have the master key.
And they're like, well, maybe it's in the glove compartment. And the glove compartment's also
And the glove compartment already also has a skeleton key on it. But they have the master key. So why couldn't they just unlock it?
I don't know. I do not know. Why would they get in their car and not go to the police first either to tell them that there's three dead bodies at the fucking house?
Well, maybe they were planning on driving to the police station or something. I don't know. Because, like, the diner was closed.
Was it?
There was nobody around. Because the diner was closing when they went to the house in the first place.
Oh, okay. I did not remember that part.
I think I remember that correctly. Oh.
So
it ends with them being like, oh my god, dun dun dun, they're not really out yet. Even though, hello.
So is it their loop? Or are they dead? Did Karen die? Did any of this really happen?
Well,
what the fuck?
I'm thinking maybe, okay, the whole thing is, I should not have to think this much about it because it was a stupid movie and I don't want to put this much effort into thinking about what happened in this stupid movie because they couldn't bother to give us like a reason. Like there's no point at which reality diverges where you look back and you go, oh, there's the catalyst for all the weirdness. Like, oh, she must not have really survived the semi-truck. But there's no clue that she didn't survive the semi-truck. And her dad would still be alive, so that doesn't make sense either. Like, it's annoying.
It's really flawed.
It's so flawed.
And the fact that Andrew doesn't even get a proper ending or a loop or anything, it's, like, lazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like you ran out of time and budget at that point. I mean, he just disappears.
Yeah.
You don't see the inventor.
Nope.
I want to see a really cool ass inventor with like
you never see the inventor.
Maybe one eye and
you never see. There's nothing really threatening. I mean, aside from the fact that they can't get out, there's no like threatening presence in the house.
No. I mean, they could have just hung out in one of the rooms for the rest of eternity, really, if they wanted to. I mean, I get that you don't want to, but. Nothing was maliciously trying to actively kill them.
Right.
Although then something grabbed Andrew, though, then. That's
right.
Why it's confusing. It's like, is something malicious after them or not?
Would something have come after them eventually? Is something going to come after them after the movie ends?
Something's going to come after you today. I'm just telling you that right now. Something's going to come after for you guys after this podcast, too. Just
yeah, listeners.
Just kidding.
Something's coming after you.
Something is
it's called funny. A bad movie. That's why you don't watch this movie.
I say it's still worth one watch.
No.
I disagree. I think it's worth one watch. It's flawed, but it's interesting to pick apart. And
no.
I still say watch it once.
No.
Watch it once. Just, I mean, what's that going to hurt, you know?
That's like, what, an hour and 25 minutes of your life that you cannot get back. I'm salty
Watch
about
it during work, and that way you won't care if you don't get that hour and a half back.
I'm salty about it that I lost that hour or 25 minutes of my life.
Oh, no. What will you do? Oh, no. I'll make it up
Complain
to you.
Complain about it.
Well, you did that quite a bit.
I'm going to continue to complain about it. I'm never going to stop.
Surprisingly, I have no trivia.
I'm shocked.
So I have no resolution to any of this. No director's cut. No information about what the fuck they were thinking. I'm nothing.
No director's commentary track.
I would like that, but I don't want to buy this movie just for that. So
hell no.
I wish Netflix did that, like where you could opt into like a different option. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Because I would totally watch that with the commentator's track just to see what the fuck they were thinking. But I'm not buying it.
I would do all of that with all of our movies. But yes. Considering that we stream all of our movies and we don't buy any of our movies, we can't. So.
Do better, Netflix. Do better. Just kidding.
Something you might want to think about, Netflix. Just kidding. Netflix sucks for horror anyway.
You shut your mouth. You shut your mouth. That's not true.
They do.
Shudder's not much better.
Oh, whatever. Shudder at least has horror movies. Netflix sucks.
All right. Should we rate?
Sure.
Go ahead. Hit me with your best shot.
I really, really dislike this movie.
Can't give everything I sell you a one, though. Come on.
1.5.
I'm going to go more with the critics. I say it's worth a watch. One watch, not multiple watches. I might watch it one more time just to say,
baby, one more time.
Just to see if I picked up something I missed. Maybe. I don't think I did. I think I was very intensely watching it the first time.
Yeah, you were.
Shut your mouth. You weren't even with me.
Yes, I was. We watched it together. Yes.
That's how well I remember this movie.
Yeah. So obviously you didn't watch it that intently because you don't even remember who you watched it with.
Well, that's normal. But I'm going to go like a 5.27.
Ouch.
Because I think it would be worth a watch. Not maybe multiple watches, but a watch. Maybe I'll go lower. Maybe I'll go 4.373. That's a bit more appropriate, I think. Better than the, what's that one we watched with the diving board? Just kidding.
The pool?
Yeah.
Oh, I think the pool was better than this.
Should we make up some fan fiction since there is none?
Yeah, let's make up some fan fiction.
Okay, let's make up our own ending since we really didn't give a resolution.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Oh, Jimmy Yang. Love him. Okay.
Have you seen that?
I've seen Space half Force? Of an episode. I need to watch it.
You do. It's funny.
It is, but I tried watching it at work and I couldn't focus enough.
Obviously. You're working.
I know. All right, anyway, fan fiction time. Let's make up an ending.
Okay.
What do you think happened?
I think they're both dead, and this is hell.
Ooh. I think it's heaven. This is as good as it gets. It's a no escape room in heaven. Just kidding. I think it's Karen's. I think she died when the semi-truck hit her, and her mind is putting her dad there with her. And he's not really there.
He's not really there.
Andrew's not really there. Andrew was an old high school teacher she had a crush on. She just forgot about him.
Yay!
Melanie and Tyler are people she just saw on the street before, you know. They were at the horse barn that was closed. And they said, the horses are closed today, too. And they got upset and they left. And then Josie was
like
a stripper she saw last Friday at the, you know, at the stripper show.
Josie looked young enough. She might have even been somebody she went to school with.
That's possible, too.
Like somebody in a higher grade.
But I think this is all on her mind because she's dead.
Yeah. I can get behind that.
Yeah. That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Sounds good.
And Andrew's really the inventor.
That's
why he's there all by himself. And he doesn't like Josie. He ends up killing her when no one's looking.
I can see that. Sure.
That's why we don't see his death. We just hear him scream. Because he doesn't really die. He runs away to go kill Melanie.
Okay.
Push her off the ladder.
I like it.
Okay. Well. Already better, right?
Yeah.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Okay, sounds good. We are part of the Morbidly Beautiful Podcast Network. morbidlybeautiful.com is your place for all things horror. We are on all the social medias at Podcast at Night. We have a Facebook group, a Twitter, and an Instagram. But we are mostly on Instagram, really. Mostly. We have a social media maverick named Maverick. Our marketing is done by Carnage. Our editing is done by Chaos. And I think that's about it. We'd really appreciate a 5-star review. It helps people find us and spread the word about the show. If you're interested in merch, we have a merch store that's linked in the show notes. And that's it from me, Chaos. So I'll just say goodbye and stay bloodthirsty, friends.
Good night from Carnage. And as always, we're filmed in front of a live studio audience of napping cats. Tired of dying? Go play some mini golf. Now that would be cool. If you had like death in like an adventure zone, like where you had an escape room and mini golf and bowling, I would totally die there.
Let's go play mini golf. No. I love mini golf. Aww.
No. All right, let's just wrap it.
All right, bye.